Hi, I'm Alan Cross. You may know me as the guy who does the ongoing history of new music. You're listening to CFRC 101.9.
It seems today that all you hear is old country singers and boring rap beats. But where are those good old radio programs that we all used to enjoy? Lucky you've got Bangers with Claire. Lucky there's a show at Saturdays at 10 with all the things that make you dance and smile. It's Bangers with Claire. Go stream Bangers with Claire Saturdays at 10 on CFRC.
We are
Melon,
Collie,
Caravan.
You are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Your library, your story. At the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, books are just the beginning. A library card starts a lifelong adventure, connecting you to everything you need to inspire learning, creativity, and fun. With 16 locations and plenty of online services, using your library has never been easier. Study in a quiet space, meet friends and learn new things, or explore the world through a magazine or a museum pass. Become a part of our story. Visit your local library branch or find us online at kfpl.ca.
Hey everyone, the name's Jaden, and I'm the host of the hot new show on CFRC's block, Sounds of the Diaspora. On this show, we'll be celebrating black music across all eras, genres, and borders, with a dose of history and politics, from hip-hop to rock and roll, from Afrobeats to Bossa Nova. We're your one-stop shop for everything black, every Thursday at 10 p.m., only on 101.9 CFRC. And remember, the black of the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Hello, this is John A. from The Speed of Sound.
This is John, the drummer from The Speed of Sound.
This is Anne-Marie from The Speed of Sound.
This is Kevin from The Speed of Sound.
And you are listening to CFRC on 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Man, maybe we should do that. Maybe we should start talking in tandem.
I know.
All right, let's do this here. You are listening to... All right.
Okay, wait. What? We have to give it... You got to count us down.
All right, 3, 2, 1. You are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. Give us your social security. I was getting into a bit of a cult mode there. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And I'm Vinny.
And welcome back to Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday.
More like Warm's Day. It's warm in here.
Ooh,
what up?
Absolutely. That's
what you know. Where else it's warm?
I turned up
Mexico.
The heat. Oh, Mexico. That too is hot.
It's a good segue. What's going on in Mexico?
I don't know.
Packs of chihuahuas running around like crazy. No, it's warm down here. It's not too bad. Yet another reason why you, dear listeners, should get involved with CFRC, volunteer, hang out with us. It's a good time.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can see me sitting still in this booth.
Yeah.
For the next, I don't know.
You've got the light off, so you're just like, you look very dramatic in there.
Yeah, I feel it.
You look like Klaus Kinski as a vampire. It's pretty good. Anyways, we just heard a Kingston ska staple from like 20 years ago, Tea for the Voyage, with their classic Butter Chicken.
I like butter chicken.
Yeah, and nothing like a 6-minute song about my favorite curry dish.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. And we also heard Fog Hat with Driving Wheel in that last set.
I heard that was a special request.
Special request for Captain Steve.
All right, he deserves it.
He deserves it. He deserves that and so much more. Excellent. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And I'm Vinny, and I have to talk to you. So normally at this time, we would enter away at the sports report. But you know what?
What?
I'm not too happy with sports right now. My Leafs are not playing very good.
Okay.
So we're not going to talk about them.
Okay.
But you know what we can talk about?
What can we talk about?
The Olympics.
Oh, the Olympics.
The Olympics are coming up soon.
What's coming? Is it the Winter Olympics?
Yeah, we've got the Winter Olympics coming up from Italy.
Oh, yeah.
And like it's the first time that they've separated it into two cities.
Oh, really?
Okay, so it's Milan and Cortina.
Okay.
Which is like, you know, I can imagine a place like that where everybody's showing up in like fashion designer,
The
average like citizen has more scarves than Canada has medals.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's interesting seeing that, you know, some of the things that are happening. They've got a new sport for the first time. It's called ski mountaineering. Did you hear about this?
No.
So it's like... like regular skiing wasn't hard enough. Now you got to do it uphill.
Oh, what?
So that's cool.
Uphill cross country?
Yeah. So, I don't know who wants to do that.
Oh, my goodness.
Italians.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting.
Definitely worth taking a look.
Absolutely. Yeah. So what are the Olympics about? They're coming up like in
March?
They're
coming up, when do they start? Like the 8th, the 5th? I don't know.
Oh, so they're coming up.
Yeah, it's real soon.
Oh, nice.
I think like the 1st maybe even. Anyways, I have to double check the date. But I know that the hockey teams are starting up, so they've had a lot of development camps ready for that. But
That's interesting because I was wondering why like in my YouTube feed there's been a lot of figure skating and I didn't know why.
Oh.
That's probably why.
They're getting warmed up.
Getting you warmed up and primed and ready to go to watch the you know events.
That's a great way to beat the winter blues. Is watch the Winter Olympics.
Yeah, there's a show coming up on Netflix called Glitter and Gold.
Really,
ice skating.
Oh, okay. Cool, nice.
Yeah, all right, figure skating. Yeah, sorry, I interrupted.
No, you're talking about like heating up and keeping things warm. They have two, not one, but two Olympic cauldrons.
What?
One in each city.
Madness.
To make sure that all of Italy is on fire. You know, they probably heard budget cuts and they said more flames, please.
Please, yeah. Very cool. So I'll be keeping my radar on that one.
We've also got the North American Olympics, we'll call it, the only sport that matters.
FIFA.
That's it. Super Bowl 60.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up on February 8th between the Seattle Seahawks and the New England Patriots without Tom Brady.
No Brady,
Believe it or not,
right? Brady-less.
But they both had the same 14-3 record throughout the season, so it'll be an interesting one. I think that Seattle does have the upper hand when it comes to the odds currently, and I think that's because New England's used all their miracles.
I think I agree with you, but because when I was watching the two games over the weekend, Seattle, dry as a bone, warm, West Coast, it would look like a very pleasant game to play. New England, Snowtown, baby. That's got white out on Sunday. It was insane watching that because they just kept on going. They had dudes with leaf blowers on their backs trying to clear snow off of the lines on the field. And
they know what they're doing.
So I think that, so it means that they're going to be tired.
And we've got, there's the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah!
It's got Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny! I love that guy.
Which means, like, there's going to be at least one grandparent going, who is that and why are they yelling at me?
Of course! Yeah, I'm excited. That'd be good.
And who's it? Charlie Puth? Singing the national anthem.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I guess whoever that is. I don't listen to hip new music. I come here for the indie oldies.
There you go. So well, we have played Bad Bunny on the show before, though.
You did?
Yeah, a few times.
What kind of music is it?
It's like he's from Puerto Rico, right? So it's just sort of like southern hip hop.
Okay.
It's pretty
good. Like Gasolina?
Yeah, kind of like that. Exactly. And he's hilarious too. He's been on SNL like two or three times.
Okay.
He was in Happy Gilmore too as the caddy.
Okay.
He's hilarious, that guy. So I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
All right. Well, that'll be an interesting Super Bowl, nonetheless.
Yeah. And then one more shout out to Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods. Why? What's up?
Fine Foods.
Beef chili. We can't have Super Bowl without Old Farm beef chili. I'm putting that out there.
Yeah, you should be. And I'm telling you, there's nothing better than chili when it's cold.
Yes. Absolutely. Also, there's nothing better than getting out to a nice, like, warm pub for a sing song.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we got some events to talk about, too.
Well, what's going on?
We got a community event roundup. There's stuff coming up this weekend.
Let's go.
Well, there's a good old-fashioned sing-song by the Fiercely OK Singers. That's their name, which I love. That's going to be happening this Friday, January 30th, 10:30 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. Doors open at 10, and it's at Community House on 99 York Street. Want something fun to do on a weekday morning? They warmly invite you to join them on Friday mornings from January to June for a nourishing dose of community and song. Nothing like a good
song. That sounds fantastic.
Hope they do American Pie by Don McLean. Simone, you have any event? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I was going to ask. Simone, what else is going on?
Yeah, let's see. Okay, so there is PD Day.
PD Day!
Remember those when we were young?
We called them PA Days.
PA Days or PD Day. January 30th, there is an event called Make Your Own Fossil Leaf.
Really?
Yeah, so it looks like you... looks like it, you use some clay, I guess, and you kind of shape it, and then it dries for about 20 minutes, and then you've got a beautiful piece.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
And so that's for kids and the parents, so do it together.
So the kids can make the leaf, and the parents can make the ashtrays.
Where's that? Where's that happening?
That's going to be at the Tet Center in the Activity Room at 370 King Street West.
Cool.
So again, January 30th from 9:30 to 11, and then there's another group from 11:15 to 12:45.
Nice.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff, that'll be right before you go to bed.
That's right. Absolutely. No, that's
or
cool.
Right after you wake up, whatever.
Yeah, either way. Yeah. I never sleep because I'm, you know, bald and weird.
Hey, no, you know, some of the...
What does baldness have to do with, like,
everything,
your sleep? What does that have to with it?
You know, I think one of the things that I love about Kingston is we always find, despite how nice it is genuinely outside in this city in the winter, you got lots of things to do.
Yeah.
They really promote doing things inside, and I like it.
Well, there's a lot of cool movie screenings coming up as well. Friday, the PD Day screening room always puts on, like, family-friendly kid movies. I know that they are playing the original Snow White by Disney.
Oh, nice.
Which, seeing that on the big screen with the kiddos would be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Plus, it's a movie from, like, 1930, so it's, like, an hour long.
That's right.
It's in and out, baby. But also, more importantly, the Real Out Queer Film Festival starts this weekend. Runs from January 30th until February 8th at the Screening Room. And, yeah, tickets are on sale right now. Check out their website for full schedule. I saw they had a big, juicy compilation trailer when I was at the Screening Room last week. And I just... I love a good film festival. I love seeing movies that I would never heard of from filmmakers I don't know anything about.
Yeah.
See who's on the rise, what talent is out there, who we should be paying attention to.
Where is the next Christopher Nolan?
Yes.
He's in Mexico, maybe hiding.
Well, or maybe they're at the Real Out Queer Film Festival. Who knows?
Or he's at the, the film festival.
More on movie stuff next break, though.
Oh, I'm excited.
I got some
TV show updates for you, Jeff.
Yes.
I know you're excited.
Nice. Do we have any more events, though, to talk about, Simone? You got one more?
Oh, let's see.
Give me something good, Simone. Let's go.
Okay, so we have something called Spirit of Winter.
Okay.
I believe it's where you've got some imagery that is superimposed onto the buildings outside.
Oh, okay. like a light show?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. This is what I believe it is.
They call those raves.
Oh, what the kids call the boots music.
Okay. Yeah, the boots music. That's right.
Yeah, okay. So they've got the illuminated forest with beautiful surprises around each corner. You've got the fire pits. You've got s'mores. You've got the skating. I guess it's all kinds of things just happening down at Market Square.
At what part of that?
Yeah, I think maybe that's what they mean.
What part of that involves me being warm?
The fire pits?
Well,
the
fire pit, perhaps?
Do you sit? Have you sat by the cauldrons there?
Yes, I
do
have.
Are they impactful?
Well,
I feel like it's
the
a
emotions,
waste.
The emotions, you know?
Yeah. The emotions keep you warm?
Yeah.
Like you looking at it and going, this is warming.
Yeah,
but it's not actually
it's
doing anything?
Your emotions,
cool.
You know, yeah.
So it's
good
fake fire.
Tax dollars going to work there.
I don't know if anything...
We're not paying to heat the outdoors.
I don't know if anything physical is happening. Maybe it's more of a metaphysical type of feeling.
Yes, animal. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you feel warm inside because of the experience. I get it.
Yeah, if I feel good, I'm doing good. If I'm doing well in the game, I'm doing well in life.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah, I think it's more of that.
Excellent.
Yeah, so if you're into that, if you want that, you want a metaphysical feeling, right?
Go to the downtown Market Square rave.
You can go down. That's February 1st to the 16th. Starting at 5 p.m.
All right.
We'll be selling
glow sticks. A duration. All right, perfect.
Nice. Yeah. Very cool. Well, whatever we can do to get out and enjoy the winter when we can. Next break, though.
As well.
Next break, we're going to talk about what to do when you want to stay in and enjoy,
thanks,
the winter. That's the best one. We're going to get back to the tunes, though. I got a summertime favorite from Shannon
now we're
and
talking.
The Clams. This one's called Bean Fields.
All right.
Don't you guys miss, like, fields?
A bean?
Just anything?
It's been a while.
Oh, that was a... It was a bean pun. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Mo.
And I'm Vinny.
And this is CFRC
101.9 FM.
Crystals. Hey, it's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
I'm Trevor from the Arrogant Worms, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
But first, let's check the death count from the killer storm bearing down on us like a shotgun full of snow.
Well, Kent, as of now, the death count is zero, but it is ready to shoot right up.
Oh, my God. Damn you, snow!
It's just a thin line between living and dying. Let go of the rope and you're dead.
Man, oh man, I tell you. That song just kept on moving.
It kept going.
And we're all better people for it, I think.
I feel better anyways. Right?
That was Pat Todd and the Rank Outsiders with their new track, The Rope. It's very downer today.
Very rank.
Very rank indeed. Before Pat Todd and the Rank Outsiders, by the way, good morning. You're listening to CFRC with me, the nerd.
And the moan.
And the thrill.
Right on. Before Pat Todd, we heard from Sugar with Long Sugar. Live Love.
Sugar.
Nice. Brand new stuff out of them. We had a classic from Glenn Campbell with Bowling Green, just because it reminds me of nicer weather. Jacuzzi Boys in there with their brand new one, In a Well. Nothing like a bunch of boys in a jacuzzi.
Oh.
Again, it's winter. I need to feel warm. And Shannon and the Clams opened up that last set with their track Bean Fields.
Bean Fields.
We're gonna have a party in a bean field this summer once we survive this winter hexcape.
Yeah, hexcape. Yeah. I'll do anything to get out of this winter.
Absolutely. Simone, what do you think?
I think so.
Yeah?
I'll do anything.
I'd like to just sit inside, relax, and do nothing.
Oh, yeah?
In the warmth. It's amazing. That's what I'd like to do.
It's amazing that you said that, because this segment is a nerd segment.
No way.
That's
almost like a segue.
It's a segment segue?
Segment segue.
I like it a lot, yeah. No, Simone likes to go crazy every week and talk about all the nerd stuff she's getting into.
Yeah?
All right. Big Star Wars fan, big Terminator fan.
Really? Am I? Actually, I did watch an interview with James Cameron.
Oh, yeah?
So that was kind of interesting.
What was he talking about? Was he talking about
movies?
Yeah. He's talking about Avatar?
Yeah, Avatar. How he became a director.
Oh, yeah.
You know, stuff like that.
That'd be cool to watch. Yeah,
that was kind of neat.
What,
interesting guy. Yeah. Yeah, what a guy.
Absolutely. Speaking of guys.
He says he wishes he would have been a little bit nicer to people.
But then
while
again,
making the movies.
Yeah, I guess he is notorious for being kind of a meanie, hey, but then you kind of have to do
not
that,
everybody
maybe.
Likes a hard boss.
Yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Got to get the job done.
Would he have made Titanic if he wasn't a meanie? Maybe not.
Like, mm-hmm.
Who knows? Yeah. Speaking of, here's a nice guy, though. Celebrity birthdays today because
okay,
you know,
okay, what do we got?
Elijah Wood. Nice.
No way. Yeah. Is it his birthday today?
Turns 45 years young today. Still looks like he's 10. Okay. And apparently him and Ian McKellen might be getting back in the Hobbit feat. Like, he might be playing Frodo Baggins again.
No way.
Lord of the Rings prequel they got cooking.
Nice. No way.
Yeah. I like that.
That'd be kind of good. Yeah, we'll see. Will Poulter turns 33. That kid has been on the scene for 20 years. He's only 33.
He always looks 33.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, he looks like if Sid from Toy Story was a human being.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love him a lot, though. He's been in a ton of stuff.
Somebody just seen him in something, too, just recently.
Was it that Army movie? Did you see that? He played a soldier. There was like a drama about a bunch of soldiers in Iraq that he was in, like an ensemble cast. I can't remember.
I don't know what I saw him in.
Either way, he does a ton. He's like
he did a great job. He's a good character actor.
Yeah. Also, Frank Darabont turned 67 today.
Okay.
The reason The Walking Dead was once good.
It was?
He did the first two seasons, and then they booted him.
Oh, is he the guy with the RV? No,
he's the director. He was the showrunner. He directed Shawshank Redemption and The Mist. And then
he was doing The Walking Dead and then left.
He created it, and then he did the first two seasons, which were amazing. You remember.
I remember.
Amazing. And then there was a legal kerfuffle, creative differences. They ended up firing him. He tried to sue AMC, and the amount of money he would have gotten if it went through would have put them out of business. So... That's why The Walking Dead is garbage after season two.
It's Walking Dead.
So happy 67th birthday to Frank Darabont.
Oh, flip. Yeah. I read today that this day in history, speaking of film, Houdini escaped from a police station in Amsterdam today, which is often over 100 years ago.
Wow.
I can't believe this guy, half the stuff he did, but the only thing that stands out according to this is that he escaped from a police station.
This day?
All the things Ari did on this day.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Now, was it part of like one of his magic acts, or was he just arrested?
Well, I don't know. Like, I was hoping that we would find out a little bit more detail, but it's Harry Houdini. Maybe he made the details disappear.
I mean, maybe they arrested him for like, you know, regular stuff, and he's like, I'm Houdini. I don't need to take this. I'm out of here.
Yeah, he just used like the force or something.
That's cool, though. Right on. One last celebrity birthday. The other greatest magic man in history, I guess.
Jet Li.
Alan Alda. Oh. Jet Li from MASH turns 90 years old today.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, wow. Absolutely.
You know, the great thing with MASH is whenever I check in at a hotel,
it's always
running on, because I always go to History Channel because I'm just that guy. I leave it running. But it's always playing.
MASH
always
was consistently playing. Good. I liked it. Yeah.
Alan Alda.
Nice. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, speaking of 90-plus-year-olds, I did watch the first part of the Mel Brooks documentary, The 99-Year-Old Man.
Okay.
Where they sit him down and they interview him and talk about his life and his movies. It's nothing that us Mel Brooks fans don't already know, but it's still fun to watch. Yeah. So that's just out now if you want to check out something good. Vinny, what were you going to say?
I don't remember. But you know, at the end of the day, speaking of MASH, on this day in 1973, Leslie Nielsen appeared on an episode of MASH.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
Man.
Wow.
Canada's other greatest son besides Will Arnett. It's fantastic. Simone, what movies or TV shows do you like to watch in the winter months that kind of get you out of the buzz?
What I watched recently is a film called Pole to Pole with
Will Smith.
Will Smith.
You watched it?
I want to see. What's wrong? I'm like, okay,
what's wrong with Will Smith?
Maybe I forgive him now.
Really?
Maybe I forgive him.
For what he did to Chris Rock.
Maybe I forgive him. I'm going to give him a chance. And I wanted to see the Anaconda.
There's an Anaconda?
Yeah, there's an Anaconda.
Really? Because I watched the first episode.
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
I wanted to see him climb, you know, in the snow. And there he is in the snow. There he is in the Amazon.
He's all like, I could die out here.
The only guy I want to see wrestling an Anaconda is Ice Cube.
Yeah, that's right. They made a new Anaconda.
I think
movie
so, right? With Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd and Jack Black. Apparently wasn't very good. And
of course it wasn't, because you're questioning it.
The first movie's great. I mean, the Anaconda pukes out John Voight and he winks at the camera.
It's Jennifer Lopez.
Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, wow.
See, there you go. That's not that bad.
That's a good summer movie, or that's a good like winter movie to watch. Anaconda. Yeah.
There you go.
I should fold that into my viewings.
Yeah.
I've been nerding
your
out.
Viewing palette.
Yes, that's right. I've been watching a lot of warm weather movies. I watched Vanishing Point over the weekend.
Okay.
You seen that one?
No.
Kowalski, a man on the edge, at the end of his rope. He's done with life. He's done with society. Everything he knows and loves is taken away.
This is a biography on you? Or?
So the movie is just him in his 1971 Dodge Charger just ripping across. He bets a guy. He says, I'm going to drive this car across these few states in the Southwest in this amount of time. And they're all like, Kowalski, you're crazy. And he downs a bunch of speed and he goes for it. And that's what the movie is. And
are you sure this isn't biography?
It's fantastic.
Oh,
though.
That's great.
That's a great movie. I watched Sorcerer last night from 1977. Roy Scheider has to drive a truck full of nitroglycerin through the jungle. Tons of fun.
Why didn't that movie make it big?
Because it opened the same day as Star Wars. No one's heard of it. But those are my most recent.
I watched the new the new Game of Thrones spinoff.
Yeah.
What was it, The Night of Seven Kingdoms
that's
or something
right,
like
yeah.
that? And
how is it?
It's a nice, easy watch. I mean, a couple episodes. I think they're like 30 minutes, 35 minutes
oh, really?
Max. Yeah, yeah. It's interesting.
Yeah?
It starts with a bang.
Okay. So just,
But I mean, it's not to the same extreme level as the other ones, I think.
The one thing I'm wondering is, like, how many character storylines are there? Because I remember Game of Thrones back in the day was known for, like,
so many you're
different
storylines.
You're
going to have a few.
But not as many. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm gonna check that
definitely
out.
Definitely worth a couple. You know, it's an hour of your life.
That's all right. I can handle that.
I mean, a lot of people just spend two with us.
So. That's right, for better or worse. Yeah. Oh, and The Chair Company. I ripped through The Chair Company this week, that new show with Tim Robinson. Hilarious.
Oh, right. I think you mentioned that.
And Lou Diamond Phillips is in it, Lake Bell.
Nice.
Yeah, he just goes on this mission because his chair breaks from under him during a business meeting and embarrasses himself. So he goes on this mission to find this mysterious company and demand an apology, but then unwittingly starts to unravel like a conspiracy, and no one believes him, and there's all these crazy people that he interacts with, and it's very, very good.
Did Lou Diamond Phillips confirm Young Guns 3?
I think he might have.
I think I heard that.
I think I heard that as well, yeah.
Well, I hope so.
That might be Lou Diamond Phillips' best movie, the Young Guns movies.
Those are great movies.
I love that
Regulators!
Yes! That's another one. Westerns are a good thing to watch in the winter.
That's
nice
right.
in the desert.
I'm
yeah.
gonna do that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Young Guns, sweet. Awesome.
Well, in fact, I might actually just leave right now.
You gotta bounce.
Go watch. I don't know. I just feel like watching a Western.
That's a good call.
Gunslinger.
I watched Tombstone the other night too. I'm just gonna put that out there.
Oh, me too. I watched it the other night.
We're just men in here talking about men.
That is too good. That is too good.
That's awesome. Awesome. Simone, do you have any words before I get back to the tunes?
No.
All right. We're gonna
save us all, Jeff.
We're gonna play some more music and off air, just so you listeners know, I will be forcing Simone to watch more clips from that movie we're just watching, Sorcerer. Doesn't matter. Coming up next, Robbie Foulkes and Linda Gail Lewis with Wild, 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 continuing on our We Wish It Was Warm playlist.
I wish you were playing Wild Wild West.
Oh, man. You know what? Let's do it. Yeah. Why not?
We
were talking about Will Smith.
Like, at this point, we're talking about Will Smith's, you know, big comeback, and we're talking about the West, and it involves fire and flames and keeping things warm.
It's
hot.
Yes, it's hot.
And isn't it Drew Hill?
What? Oh, yeah.
Here we go, baby.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Woman, and I'm very sorry.
No, apologize. CFRC.
West Desperado, Rough Rider. No, you don't want nada. None of this. Six gunning this. Brother running this. Buffalo soldier. Look, it's like I told you. Any damsel that's in distress. Be out of that dress when she meet Jim West. Rough neck, so go check the law on the by. Watch your step, we'll flex and get a hold on your side. Swallow your pride. Don't let your lip react. You don't want to see my hand where my hip be at. With Artemis from the start of this. Running the game. James West, taming the West, so remember the name. Now who you gonna call?
Not the GB.
Now who you gonna call?
G-W-E-G.
If you ever riff with people wanna bust,
break out
before you get bum rushed at
the Wild Wild West.
When I roll into the
Wild Wild West.
When I stroll into
the Wild Wild West.
When I bounce into
the Wild Wild West.
Cisco,
we're
Cisco.
Upon a time in the West, madman lost his damn mind in the West. Love less, kidnapper down, nothing less. Now I must put his behind to the test. Then through the shadows in the saddle, ready for battle. Bring all your boys
poison, it kind of poison. Behind my back, all everything you did, front and center. Now where you look back, kid, who that is? A mean brother, bad for your health. Looking damn good, though, if I can say it myself. Told me Loveless is a madman, but I don't fear that. He got mad weapons, too. Ain't trying to hear that. Trying to bring down me, the champion. When y'all clowns gon' see that it can't be done. Understand me, son. I'm the slickest they is. I'm the quickest they is. Did I say I'm the slickest they is? So if you barking up the wrong tree, we coming. Don't be starting nothing. Me and my partner gonna test your chest, Loveless. Can't stand the heat to get out the wild. Wild, 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 wild. When I roll into the wild, 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 wild. When I stroll into the wild, 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 wild. When I bounce into the wild, 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 wild. Weighing a ton, 10 paces and turn just for fun. Sun up to sundown, rolling around. See where the bad guys are to be found and make them lay down. The defenders of the West, crushing all pretenders in the West. Don't mess with us, cause we in the Wild Wild West. When I roll into the Wild Wild West, when I stroll into the Wild Wild West, when I bounce into the Wild.
and then you know I will too. Can I go nowhere with?
Brian from the Lemon Twigs. This is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
And this is my universal translator. Unfortunately, so far, it only translates into an incomprehensible dead language.
Hello.
Bonjour.
Crazy gibberish.
Used to have one more.
Hey, hey, hey.
There it is.
There it is.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And welcome back to CFRC 101.9 FM, your place for all things excellent.
It's your place. It's your space.
It's your home.
Yeah.
Buddy. Vinny the Thrill has flown. The Coop's parking meter was about to run out, and we do not want to risk the ire of Kingston Parking Enforcement.
Not at all.
No, so, you know, thanks for Vinny for coming in.
Yeah.
And thanks for all y'all for tuning in.
Yeah.
Hope we're all going to have
fun. It's fun. We enjoy it, right?
We like this.
We like this, and you guys like it.
We do like it.
Yeah.
Simone, though, I gotta clear something up before we get off the
really?
Air. You got very mad at me
now.
You were furious.
I was.
Throwing things.
Really?
Cursing.
Oh, my goodness.
You know why?
Why?
Because I said the wrong car from Vanishing Point in the last break.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, I did.
And I didn't. And I was so upset.
So irate. Because we all know what a gearhead you are. So
gearhead.
I need to correct this. It wasn't.
Okay, go ahead.
It wasn't a 1971 Dodge Charger. I don't think that's a thing. It was a 1970 Dodge Challenger.
Oh.
Car nuts will be angry that I said the wrong thing because that's one of the most famous movie cars in history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Check out Vanishing Point if you want a good movie that takes place in the desert in this cold, cold weather. But in summation, you know, what else did we learn today? That we didn't know yesterday.
Mm.
Learned that the Olympics are going to be in two different cities in
Italy.
That's
right. That's right.
Pretty cool.
What we learned.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Also learned that there's a light show being put on behind City Hall starting next week, running through February.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to get out there?
Yeah. And that they still have PD days.
That's right.
Which are formerly PA days, but it's the same thing.
Kids are really getting lucky this winter.
Yeah.
They had Monday off. They have Friday off.
Yeah.
They had some other days off. And
I'm having a good time.
Is it even February yet?
Yeah.
It's not even February yet.
It's not even February yet.
Good gravy. My goodness. Well, we're going to sign off, and we'll see you guys in February on our next show.
Yeah.
Lead up to Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Will it be romantic songs or breakup songs next week?
We don't know. You got to tune in.
That's right. But keep it locked and ready to rock because the Mood with May is up next, and Simone and I, we're going to jam. We're going to get out of here.
All right.
So, yeah, hope you guys have a great day and a great week. What did we just hear in that last set? We heard from the James Hunter Six with brand new stuff called Trouble Comes Calling. We also heard from the President of the United States of America, the good ones, with Kick Out the Jams. We also, before them, heard from Joel Plaskett with Nowhere With You. And we opened up the set with a Vinny spontaneous request, Will Smith with Wild Wild West.
Very, very spontaneous.
Yeah, I like it, though. I'm glad we did.
Yeah.
So we're going to play ourselves out. We got a brand new track from Kingston's own Cazador. They are playing this weekend. This song is called June. Makes me think of June. And if we have time, we've got the Beaches with their new cover of I Ran So Far Away. Other than that, like I said, keep it locked and ready to rock.
And we're here to stay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
Bye.
All right, take care.
Special message for you, the partners out there. I want you to finish your oatmeal at breakfast and do as your mom and pa tell you because they know best. Don't ever tell a lie and say your prayers at night before you go to bed. And so, as our friends south of the border could say, adios, amigos.